All right, good luck. We're up to Sif Aleph. Just to recap what we did last week, just a number of Geshmak and Yonim, why there's no bracha by Kibbut Ava'im, Mitzvah Strichas Kavono by Kibbut Ava'im, a lot of Geshmak and Yonim. Just to revisit the Indian of Mitzvah Strichas Kavono, we said last week from a Medrash Talpius that if a person could be Mechabit, his father Gavaldik, his father and mother Gavaldik, but if he doesn't have Kavona, Ein Loi Shum Schar Klal, doesn't get any Schar. Frightening. Mamish frightening. A person could be Gavaldik, but he doesn't have the right Kavona, he doesn't have a mind. Hini Mukhin Mazum and Lakai Mitzvah the rights of Kibbut Ava'im, Ein Loi Shum Schar Klal. So Yossi asked me, that's from the Kasha, you can embellish the Kasha. We find, not like that, we find that by Dama ben Nesina, he had Gavaldik Eschar, Chazal said he had Gavaldik Eschar. He certainly wasn't doing it to be Mekayim Mitzvah Derayt, Kibbut Ava'im, he's a guy. We find by Esav, the Medrash Tanchuma says that Esav got Gavaldik Eschar for his Kibbut Ava'im, he was a guy, he wasn't doing it for the Mitzvah. B'nei Noyak. So Bnei Noyak Shem Chom V'Yofes. So you see that you're entitled to Schar by Kibbut Ava'im, even though you don't have any Kavanah.
As a guy.
So why is a guy different?
I get to Schar by Ava'im.
Fine. So you have to say. So you're gonna have to say that a guy and a Chacham, a guy will get Schar by Kibbut Ava'im. Just a Yid won't get Schar by Kibbut Ava'im. Okay. Beseda. Fine. But it's a chiddush. The Ma'aseh is a chiddush. You see that. I would maybe stretch it a bit, is that maybe the schar b'hayalmo, as a nidrig schar, pchisas de schar, even though you got millions of dollars, but it's nothing compared to the diamonds, lots of love. As a schar, but schar b'hayalmo, in a chrem, for that, maybe taki only kavanah, the maisa mitzvah lane fathers that schar. But if you want to get schar for the mitzvah, schar na'ilam haba, yem shekula arak, yem shekula itayv, for that you're going to have kavana. Okay, I didn't see anyone ask the kasha, I just wanted to just share it with the ilam.
Hear about the schar, are you going to the mitzvah?
You need the kavana, so you want yet to the mitzvah. You're not yet to the mitzvah, you did not get the mitzvah.
That's a bit, not all in the kavana.
If your mitzvah trikas kavana, we pass in mitzvah trikas kavana for the raisa mitzvah trikas kavana. So hey yois, this is a mitzvah deraisa. If you do not have kavana, you are not yet to the mitzvah. You won't be over the averish by the moshe the shlem mazama mitzvah shlem as a whole marok. I believe it's siman aleph. If a person does a mitzvah without kavana, the guy sits in a sukkah and he doesn't have kavana. Did he eat out of the sukkah? Maybe he didn't eat out of the sukkah, but he didn't eat in the sukkah. And then Shom Zamu has Ochakir, it's considered he ate out of the sukkah mamish. The guy is wearing tzitzit. He's not having a mind to be Makai Mitzvah tzitzit. He's wearing Dalek Kanfis without tzitzit. He's wearing Dalek Kanfis with tzitzit, just he's not being Makai the Mitzvah of tzitzit. But it's not like he's being even Aveiro, because Maisa he's wearing tzitzit on his Dalek Kanfis. He has a whole Marocha, it's really not for now. But fine, alright. End of Akdama, let's start the Simen, the Geshmak Simen, let's start Sif Aleph. Okay, Sif Aleph Bet Alain is Akdama, but fine, let's start Sif Aleph. There's a lot of you say this here in Sif Aleph, just hold up. Tzarech Lizor Ma'id B'Kvayt Ovev V'Imoy V'Mayroim. The Mechaber starts off, you have to be Lizor Ma'id. Very few places, Kazal, the Mechaber passes the halacha, Lizor Ma'id. Tzarech Lizor Ma'id B'Kvayt Ovev V'Imoy V'Mayroim. Means there's two mitzvahs, one is mitzvah Kibbut Ava'im, and one is mitzvah Ma'iro. It's two separate mitzvahs. Has sometimes separate dinim, which we'll learn in Yetchem throughout the siman. Maybe tonight we'll have an afkamino. But you have to be lizor ma'id, sayim mitzvah Kibbut Ava'im, and sayim mitzvah Ma'ira. Zokter Ramah, umekomokoim, ein bezdin koifen al mitzvah Kibbut Ava'im. Hagan bezdin is always koifen al mitzvah, a mitzvah zarais, a mitzvah zasei, avad the bezdin's koifen al mitzvah. Person doesn't want to do lulav. Person doesn't want to sit in the sukkah. You beat the living daylights out of the guy. Whatever it takes to get him to be a mitzvah. But the mitzvah kvayrovev v'imoy kibrav, and the mitzvah kvayrovev ein bezim koyfen al mitzvah kibrav ein davalei mitzvah sasei shematan tzchora betzido she'ein bezim koyfen olay. Since this mitzvah has a matan tzchora betzido, it stayed next to the mitzvah the man yerichon yamerkel the manita vlog, so it's a mitzvah that matan tzchora betzido. There's a klal in the Gemara that whenever you have a mitzvah sasei shematan tzchora betzido, for that bezim doesn't have to be koyfen. Why not? If the Torah gave the matan schar, it's as if the Torah is telling you, this is what happens if you do the mitzvah, and this is what you're going to lose if you don't do the mitzvah. So bezin doesn't have to be koifin. Does alein is what the Torah is limiting it. The Torah is telling Kilo, bezin, stay away. We don't need you to take care of it. We'll take care of ourselves. Here's the matan schar. This is what you get if you do the mitzvah. This is what you lose if you don't do the mitzvah. So any mitzvah shaman schar betzido, bezin's not koifin alein. Bezin mitzvah mefurshu gemara, specifically by Kibbutz Ve'Aim, the Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin. There's a Maisa that Rami Bar Tamri came to visit Rav Chista, and when he was there, he saw that Rav Chista's Gaboyim, we'll call it, Rav Chista's Chasidim, took a person and was beating the living daylights out of the guy. He was Kofsuo, and Mamish was hacking this guy because he refused to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Kibbutz Ve'Aim. So Rami Bar Tamri told these Gaboyim, stop! What are you doing? For Kibbutz Ve'Aim, we're not koifin. It's a mitzvah that says Shema'an Tzchor Betzida. So mitzvah that says Shema'an Tzchor Betzida, Ein Bezin koifin alay, and they let him go. Ein Bezin Shalamata Muzharin alay. That's the Lashon HaGemara. That's it. Memela, they let him go. So you see, Mefusha Gemara, that for mitzvah Kibbutz Ve'Aim, we are not koifa, because it's mitzvah that says Shema'an Tzchor Betzida. That's the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yosef, if you remember when we learned Mitzvah Hashavas Ha'avit, which is Siman Tzadi Zion, a number of years ago, Mitzvah Hashavas Ha'avit is also Mitzvah Saseh, Shema'an Schar Betzida. And Rambam Paskins, he brings down, it's actually coming from a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba is in two places, Chelek Aleph Tovshin Memhei, and the Miuchos is Peiches. The Rashba says, Hagam, it's mitzvah that says Shema'an Tzchor Betzida Ein Bezin Muzharin Alay. But it's a Mefurshi Yishalmi in Baba Basra, at the end of Perek Hei, the Yishalmi says, was there a Loshna the Yishalmi? What does it mean, Ein Bezin Muzharin Alay? Ein Bezin Ne'enoshin Alay. Bezin doesn't get punished if they're not Kaifa. But the Yishalmi spins a bit. The Lashon Gemara was Ein Bezin Muzharin Alay. The Shami says, no, it doesn't mean Ein Bezin Muzharin Alay, it means Ein Bezin Ne'enoshin Alay. Bezin doesn't get punished if they don't invoke Kfiyah. So Dr. Rashi, what's Pratin Yishami? Pratin Yishami is that Bezin doesn't get punished if they don't invoke Kfiyah. But they have a right to invoke Kfiyah. It's up to them to decide. It's a Rishus without a Chiyav. It's a Rishus without a Chiyav. That's what the Rashba says. So whenever there's a mitzvah that says Shema'an Tzchor Betzida, Bezin's not mechuyev to be koifa. But if Bezin wants, Bezin could be koifa. Memeila, Bezin has the right to be koifa. So the Ramah Paskins in Choshe Mishmet Tzadi Zayin, Sifta Zayin, this Rashba, the Ramah Paskins, that by a Shavis Ha'ovit, the mitzvah to return a mashkin to a loiva, even though it's a mitzvah that says Shema'an Tzchor Betzida Ve'im Bezin Koifin Olay, but if Bezin wants, they could be Koifin. It's up to Bezin. If they're in the mood to be Koifin, they're Koifin. They feel that there's a need to be Koifin, they're Koifin. But they're not Mechuyiv to be Koifin. In fact, Ala Gedele Apoiskim, if the Ramah Paskins like this Rashban Choshin Mishpot, by Shavas Ha'avit, what happened to Kibbutz Ve'Aim? The Ramah kept quiet here. The Ramah brings down, have a mitzvah that Shema'an Tzchor Betzida Ve'im Bezin Koifin Olay. What do you mean? He should lay two, him ratzu, and if they want, they could be koifin. Why did Ramah leave out this important nekuda that Bezin not mechuyev to be koifin, but Bezin has the right to be koifin? If he brings it by a shavas ovid, why doesn't he bring it down by kibbutz ve'aim? Well, you see in the Gemara not like that, because you see in the Gemara in Chulin that they beat up this guy for not doing kibbutz ve'aim. No, that wasn't the Taina. The Taina was the mitzvah that Shema'an Tzchor Betzida, but beside is, you beat the guy up, you teach him a lesson. Some people learn in first grade. Some people, you have to explain to him in their language. You have to beat the guy up. And once he's beaten up, he understands the gewaltige cheshivas of mitzvah Kibbutz Ve'Aim. So, Mameilo, So Frektik Leile Apoiskim, what's going on over here? Why did the Ramah leave this out? So the Sma, Nukhoisha Mishpat Simon Kuv Zayin, see, because really, there's another case with the Achreinim Yastakash. And Kuv Zayin, there's Alocha, there's a mitzvah Lefreya Chayv Aviyim. Father's Nifta owes money, there's a mitzvah on the Yisayman to pay up the father's Chayv. And over there also, and where is that coming from? Machlokes Rishonim, Pashas is coming from the Din Kibud Av V'Em. So, Frekt, the Gedei Lepoiskim, why didn't the Ramo over there bring down that there's an Indian, the Bezin, if they want, they could be koi for the child to be Mekayim Mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em and force the child to pay up the Chayv Aviyim. The times that Rachman son of parent could be nifta and owe money. So the halacha should be, Ramah should have brought down over there too, that Bezin wants, Bezin could be koi for the child to pay up the chayv aviyim. But it's the same akash. Here's kibirav, there's kibirav. And both places the Ramah leaves out this very important hayisafa that if Bezin wants, Bezin could be koi for. So the Smag says the following teres to the kasha. Smag says that this shitas harashba is not muskam, and Tosis and Arash argue with the Rashba. So to Machlekes Rishonim, if Bezin is allowed to be Kaifa or not. Tosis and Arash hold that they're not allowed to be Kaifa, and the Rashba says if they want, they could be Kaifa. So it's a Tzeka Dedina. Mamela, the Ramah made as Apshara. Dr. Ramah, when it comes to Kibbut Av V'Eim, that you want to force the child to do something that he doesn't want to do, you want to lachriach a ben, it's as if you kilu banu lohitzmi yada, you're forcing him, you're trying to be moitzi from him, his tircha, that he has to be matriach, to be mechabit his parents. You're trying to be moitzi from him, that you can't do. It's a sveika didina. You can't be moitzi from somebody when it's a sveika didina. Machlekes, you can't be moitzi. Mashen came by a shavus ha'ovut. With the mashkin saivi belongs to the loiva. The Maisa, the Mashkin belongs to the Loiva. So now it's just to be kaif for the Malva to give it back to the Loiva at night when the Loiva needs to sleep in his pajamas, or by day when he needs those tools to work in, whatever it is. That he says, it's not like you're being mighty from the Malva. It anyway belongs to the Loiva. So since it anyway belongs to the Loiva, the other Ramah was comfortable to rely on the Rashba that if Bezin wants, Bezin could be kaifa. Chidush of the Sma, it's a machloikis. He created a machlekes, his mamzi and machlekes rishonim, made it a tzveika dedina, and really says by kibud av, it's kiyulu, you're trying to be mighty from the kid. You're forcing him to do tercha that you can't do. But by Shabbos HaOvid, where anyway the mashkin belongs to the loiva, so you're not coming to be mighty, so that you could force the malva to give back the mashkin. Ad kan divrei Sma. Yeah, but even tircha, you're forcing him to bring him a cup of coffee. I'd rather rest right now. So to force me to bring a cup of coffee, you're forcing me to be my triyak, that tircha is also like a yitzah. That's what the Sma says. I should take a little pell of the Sma's teretz. It needs a beer, a big beer. Tircha by Hashav, if there would be Tircha. And a Chanami, if there would be Tircha, maybe in a Chanami. But you tell the Loiva, come pick it up. Oh, Shaila, if the Loiva is Mechiv to pick it up, we discussed it then. Okay, let's leave it for then. In Lumdis, the Sma is problematic. Here we're not danning whether the child's Mechiv in Kibbut Av V'Eim. We're not danning whether the child has to do this tircha or not. That's a given. Avadi has to do this tircha. Avadi has to be tereach to be mechaber's parents. How whole shaila was, can Bezin get involved and beat him up? Can Bezin get involved and force him to do that tircha? But that tircha is mutl on him to do anyway. So what type of a yitzah is it? He's being mighty from him the tircha he doesn't want to do. He got to do that tircha. He's mitzvah to do that tircha. I'm not being mighty that tircha from him. It's a shtickle, chiddush, that that's considered a yitzah. He's mechuyf to do that tircha. When we say, you're not mighty mama. When you have a suffix, you're not mighty mama because it's a tzad that he deserves to keep his money. He is not a tzad in the world that he deserves to keep his tircha. He has to be terech for his parents. He has a mitzvah deraisa, keep it aveim. Oh, Shalim, does Bezin get involved or not? Does Bezin force him to carry out that mitzvah? So why should that be considered a tzad? And Lidikis is also, I mean, if you're going to say that for some reason that's also considered a Yitzah, it's Shreb by Shavuz Ovid. It's my says, Vishnu by Shavuz Ovid, since the Chavis belongs to the Loiva, I'm not being waiting moment from the Malva. It's not true. The Chavis might belong to the Loiva, but since the Malva took it as a Mashkin, the Malva has Chusim in it. It belongs now to the Malva. It belongs to the Malva till the Loiva pays up the Malva. It's his in Gansen. I mean, he has a schus payers in it. It's his. He has schusim in it. At the very least, he has a schus to withhold the chavis till he's paid up. The pasuk says, "Luchati tzedakah." So you see from here, b'chayv kainu mashkin. He was kind of the mashkin. The mashkin now belongs to, in a certain extent, it belongs to the Malva. To be mighty, that schus from the Malva, luchayv is a tzais moment. You're being made to his that he has in the Mashkin. And that din of Ashavas Ovid, we discussed then, Barichus, that din is not that the Torah is Mechadish, that if you have to give back the Mashkin at night, it means that for the night it belongs to the Loiva. No, even for the night it belongs to the Malva. Just he has a mitzvah, Luchati Yitzadok, it's managed via mitzvah. It's not more, the Loiva doesn't have his chutz moment to get back the Mashkin at night. It still belongs to the Malva. The Raya, if for some reason the Loiva would have a schus moment to get it back, then Dalmei Ocher the Mitzvah, Bezin should beat the living daylights out of its Malva to be Mekayim Choshe Mishpat. You have a Chiv al Choshe Mishpat, you have a Chiv to give it back. We should force you out Kfiyah to give it back to the Loiva out his schus moment. If Reuven owes Shimon money, we force Reuven to pay Shimon the money. If the Malva would owe the Loiva this Mashkin back, then we would force the Malva to give it back to the Loiva out to Choshe Mishpat Shavoy, because the Loiva has a schus to keep this Mashkin. And that's not true. Because the Loiva doesn't have a schus to get it back. It's a special mitzvah, luchati tzedakah, it's tzedakah. If the Malva gives it back, it's a mitzvah on the Malva, the Loiva has no schusim in it whatsoever. So now to force him to give it back, means to force him to make kind this mitzvah, is mamashay tzos mamin. It's taking away mamin that really belongs to the Malva. It's mamish being a hapachu of the smas svara. By kibud aveim, you're not being mighty anything. He's mechuyif to do it anyway. And by mashkin faket, by mashkin, it belongs to the malvo. It is. He has a schusin. He has bachuyif kind of mashkin. He just has managed a mitzvah to give it. So how do you allow to be koyif for that mitzvah if there's a machloikis? So for that night, I took it out of his hands. But he has a right to hold it even at night. He has a right to withhold it from the Loiva. They get the Loiva nervous and make sure the Loiva pays them back even for the night. Have that security even for the night. And you're taking that security away from him. So you don't have the right to take it away. Okay, you need a svara what the Sma meant. The Taz over here brings down the Sma and says, Ein chilukui nochin. Doesn't like his chiluk, doesn't he? He's not marik. Why he doesn't like his chiluk? And the Taz Nemzon ain shum chiluk ala Yishalmi. There's no one who argues with the Yishalmi. The Rashi is Yishalmi that if Bezdin wants to, they have a right to be koifa, is muskim ben Rishonim. Unlike the Sama who try to create that it's a machlek is Yishalmi, that Taisus in the Rosh argues with this Yishalmi. Zakta Taz, not true. Ain shum chaylik alu Yishalmi. There's no Rishon, nobody who argues with Yishalmi. Yishalmi is Muslim. The Bezin always has the right to be Kaifa. I'm going to get to the Gemara. About. There's a Shach in Kuf Zayin over there also argues with the Sma and says Taisin the Rosh don't argue with the Rashba and the Yishalmi and all the Rishonim are Maida. Same thing similar to the Taz that everyone's Maida, that Avada Bezin has a right to have a right to be Koifa. Mamela Halacha, the Taz and the Shach argue with the Sma and Psak and they pass him Ein Hachanami by Kibbut Avaim as well. If Bezin wants, Bezin has a right to be Koifa, just like the Yishalmi said, that whenever you have a even though ain bezin and noshinim alei, they don't get punished if they're not koifa. But if they want, they have a right to be koifa, just like the Ramah paskind over there by Shavas Ovid. How come the Ramah didn't say anything over here? Because he relied on what he said already by Shavas Ovid. He already told you the klal over there that when you have a mitzvah that says shemat and skar betzida, bezin is not mechuyif to be koifa. But if they want, they could be koifa. Mameila. that was enough to mention it once by Shavuos Aviv, and Mameli didn't have to mention it again by Kibud Av Ve'Aim. I lechay, you should have mentioned by Kibud Av Ve'Aim first. Yerdei comes before Chayshem Mishpat. They don't need the kasha. It could be mekos to mekores from the Rash when the Rash was talking about Shavuos Aviv. So Mameli put it over there by Shavuos Aviv. Venechanami who had been over here. Good. But Doshtet, it's a machlekes halacha l'maisa. Again, the Sma holds that we're not koifa by Kibud Av Ve'Aim. We have no right to be koifa. But the Taz and the Shach Paskin, if Bezin wants, we can be koifa even for Kibud Av Ve'Aim. All right. That's Shlav Aleph. Let's go to Shlav Beis, your kasha. The Taz is the kasha. How could Yishalmi be right? Remember, what was the story? The story was Rami Batamri came, he saw the Gaboyim of Rav Chisto hitting this guy, being koifa this guy because of lack of Kibud Av Ve'Aim, and came along Rami Batamri and said, stop, don't be koifa. It's a mitzvah saseh sheman skar betzida, and any mitzvah saseh sheman skar betzida, Bezin's not koifa. How does this stem with the Yishalmi? So Zayin, you don't have a chiv to be koifa, but you have a rishus to be koifa. So why did Rami Batarmi stop the Gaboyim of Rav Chista from being koifa for Kibud Av Ve'Aim? They want, they could be koifa, because they're tired. They don't have a chiv to be koifa, but if they want, they could be koifa. And we're going to get to it, but yeah, Pasha, Bezon is a bunch of people. Let's say it says kafu lachnam.
You said in Bezin was on, right? But I'm asking that they were Bezin.
Correct. Also good. I mean, that wasn't the problem. The problem was there was a mitzvah manskar betida. The problem wasn't. Oh, as they frek the taz, emphit the taz, the chiddush neira, so the taz. If you look in the Mordechai in Baba Basa, the chesam and beis, when he brings the Yishalmi, says a loshin, you're not koifin a kfir gedoyla. Normally kfir is achetetei nafshe, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Zok to Taz, that if you look in the Mordechai, when the Mordechai brings the Nishama, he touches up, you don't do a kfir mamish achetetei nafshe. As I invite, you don't do. You do a little bit of a kfir, even though it's skor betzida, you do a little bit of a ksas kfir, you do a little kfir if you want. Memele Rami Batarmi told them to stop because they already did a little bit of kviya, so they already yaitza, they already tied him up, they embarrassed him, they started to be koifim. That was already good enough. So Rami Batarmi says, yaitza, stop. You don't have. They want mamish going to take it all the way till the end, till they kill the guy, because they thought it was a regular din on mitzvah say that you have to be koifa. Rami Batarmi says, no, it's not a regular mitzvah say. There's a man's karbetin. There's a stop connection. You were yaitza already with what you already did. I say zaktetaz. Means the Taz is mechadish, blitz chiddish, that when the Rashba's Yishami said that if they want, Bezin could be koifa, means you only have a right to be koifa a little bit. But mamish can't kill the guy. You have a right to be koifa ksas, but mamish to kill the guy on this rishus, that we don't do. Like you hear in Svara, I mean, if it's only rishus, how do you go ahead and kill the guy? Good. But that's what the Taz says. The Taz is mechadish, that din in the Ramah, that din in the Rash from the Yishami, that they have a right to be koifa, means they have a right to be koifa a little bit, but you can't kill the guy. Problem with the Taz is, it's not just a problem, it's a pelatzuma. This whole halach is coming from the Rashba's Yishami. You look up the Chuvis of Rashba inside, the Rashba says, brings down the Yishami, ain't bezin enosh nolei, but if they want, imratzu lach of kaifin, Nifezois, Kedam Rina, like it says in Perika Kais, in Ksuvas, the favor of a Manalis, that mitzvahs I say, could go in Osa, Sukha, Vein Oisa. I say Sukha, Vein Oisa, Lula, Vein Oisa, Makin Oisoi, Ad, Shetetse, Nafshoi. So just in case you want to make such a Tayis, Kilu, the Rashi was saying, go ahead, you should know that if you want, you can make a full clear, Ad, Shetetse, Nafshoi, like we find by all mitzvahs I say, by Lula, and Sukha, Ad, Shetetse, Nafshoi. So Luchait, Mefurusha, Rashba, not a Rashba, this Rashba, the Makar of the Halacha of the Ramah is Mefurish, that you even on a Rishustik Kfir, the Kfir is Ad Shetetze Nafsh. And I found Baruch Hashem, the Chedush Yerim, and the Yad Eliezer says it clearly, Medayik in the Rashba, Baruch Hashem, it's clearly that even this Din Rishus is Ad Shetetze Nafsh. And remember, if you look in the Ramah, in Sadi Zayin, Sifte Zayin, the Stimus Ramah is much more like that as well. It doesn't machalik in the Din Kfir. They want you to do Din Kfir. What Din Kfir? Kvendlich, Din Kfir is Ad Shetetze Nafsh.
How does this Kfir work in Yitzhak?
The what?
He's
mechav.
He brought the coffee.
No, they're not going for yesterday's coffee. They're going for tomorrow's coffee.
5 months to drink coffee.
Coffee, and he refuses. You take him and you beat him up until he's masking to bring the coffee. Now he wants to bring the coffee, so now he's doing the mitzvah.
Because the mitzvah.
If he's not mechav, I don't know if you're. I basically. Now goes into some mazal mishala. Maybe if he brings the coffee, we have kavanah. Does that mean he didn't bring the coffee? He bring the coffee. Okay, fine. He brought the coffee. Sure. Not only that, the Taz is coming from a Mordechai. He teaches the Mordechai. The Mordechai is teaching up the Yishama that you only have to do a Kfi Iksas. Not you can't. You're only allowed to do a Kfi Iksas. Now, if you look at the Mordechai is not mashma like that. The Mordechai says a Loshin that they told him Shavku. And the Bavli doesn't argue with the Shami because Hachikam, Akevich, Kafisim, I say, since you forced him, Einatem Tzrichim L'Treich Yesi, you don't have to be Tereich anymore. He was telling the Gaboim, you don't have to be Kaif anymore. He never said you're not allowed to be Kaif anymore. If anything, it's much from the Mordechai Avada, you could be Kaif anymore. But he was telling them, you don't have to be Kaif anymore. Now, the Taz understood that the Mordechai's kasha of how the Yishalmi stems with the Bavli was his kasha, how the Yishalmi stems with the Bavli. It means, if the Yishalmi says the Bezin has a Rishos, so why is Rami Batamri stopping the Gebimer of Chisav and Bin Kaifin? Aye, they have a Rishos. But if you look in the Mordechai, you see that the Mordechai had a different pshat in the Yishalmi entirely. And on his new pshat in the Yishalmi, Mimela, for that kasha, for his pshat in the Yishalmi, therefore he had a shtaka kasha, how the Yishalmi stems with the Bavli. But he never asked the Taz's kasha. And I just want to just get it clear. The Taz's kasha was, if you have a rishus to be koifa, why is Rami Batami stopping the Gaboyim? That kasha, the Mordechai never asked. And the reason why is because Pashtis, as Rami Batami saw, that the Gaboyim felt that they had a need to be Kaifa. Maybe he saw because they weren't Nimlach with Rav Chista, whatever the reason is. And Mamela, he told them, you don't have a Chiv. And Mamela, that's how he stopped them. That wasn't the Kasha of the Mordechai. What the Mordechai understood Pshat Nishalmi is, and it's really interesting, Mordechai, it's a Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, Davav, and Me'alef as well. Remember, the Yishalmi's lesson is that whenever you have a mitzvah, say Shaman Schar Betzida, even though our Gemara says Ein Bezin Musharin Alei, so to Yishalmi, no, it doesn't Ein Bezin Musharin Alei, means Ein Bezin Ne'enoshim Alei. Bezin doesn't get punished if they're not Kaifa. The Rashba understood that to mean that they don't have a chiv, but they have a right. Bezin, if they want, they could. If they don't want, they don't have to. The Mordechai and the Ritva learned the different pshat Yishalmi. Ein bezin ne'enoshim alei. Bezin doesn't get punished if they're not koifa, but avada they have a chiv to be koifa. They must be koifa. It's not even a rishus. Bezin has to be koifa no matter what type of anasei it is. Yeah, manskar betida, not manskar betida. They must. They are muzhar. They're warned. They have to be koifa. And rather, the Pnei Moshe Yishalmi, Pshat Yishalmi, he learned straight, doesn't quote it, but he learned straight to Mordechai and the Ritva's Pshat Yishalmi. That's how he touched up the Yishalmi. Ein bezin anashim lei, avo muzar nalei. The mechuyiv to be koifa. Memela frekta Mordechai, Aizen Akasha, and real bet from the Ritva, yes, the Kasha B'Shem Rabbi Yisav as well, and Aizen Akasha, as Mufusha Bavli Faked, Rami Batami told the Gaboyim, stop, don't be Koifa, it's a mitzvah sasech man skar betzido. I, Bezin's forced to be Koifa, they were doing well, the Gaboyim were doing proper by being Koifa. That was the Kasha. And on that, the Mordechai Yitzhaka, that they're only Mechuyiv to be Koifa, the mixas. Achetetzi Nafshoi is only Rishos. Means Achetetzi Nafshoi, all the Rishonim hold as a Rishos. But the machlokes between the Rishonim is that the Mordechai and Ritva hold at the very least a minimal amount of kfiyah you're mechuyiv to do. And on that, the Rashba says, that's not Pshat Yishalmi. Pshat Yishalmi is that even that you don't have to do. It's a Rishos. If you want, you do. You don't want, you don't have to. Ein bezin enoshim alei means you're not even mechuyiv to do it. It's machlokes Rishonim. Had a pshat in Yishalmi. Now, la'alocha, we know how we paskin. La'alocha, we paskin like the Ramah. Ramon Tzadizayim brings down the Rashba and types up the Rashba, paskin like the Rashba. The pshat in Yishalmi is, la'alocha, pshat in Yishalmi is, that Bezin's not mechuyiv to be koifa at all. But if they want, they could be koifa. It means it's like the Rash was Prat Nishamim, not like the Monochain Ritva. You have to know why the Pnei Moshe went with the Monochain Ritva is Prat and not La Halacha Tikka Prat. Fine, but that is Prat in the Yishamim. The Prat in the Yishamim is its Rishus. Now you wonder how right you could be Koifa? That the Rash Mary said, Achetate Sein Avshay. Not like the Taz. Taz limited it based on his interpretation of Mordechai. That's not true. That's even the Mordechai holds that you have a Rishus. But even all the Yishonim hold that you have a Rishus Achetate Sein Avshay. So La Halacha, you could be koifa. You're not mechuyev to be koifa, but you could be koifa. And if you are being koifa, you could be koifa. The only thing is, you still have that other machloik is looming in the background. The sman the taz and shach. The sman hold kibud avim is different. You shouldn't be koifa. And the taz and shach hold, yes, we are koifa. Bezin has a right to be koifa even over here. All right, fine. So la lochel ma'isa. You have enough room if you want to be koifa. You have the taz and the shach and the yishami lekuliyama that you have a right to be koifa. Ken zaynat shetetz inasha too. You have to know as they vayt sakonis nevoshes. Maybe for that you will be makhlon like the sma. But if you have a right to be koifa, halacha lemaisa bezin has a right to be koifa if his own refuses to do kibud av ve'ein. Now let's be medayik in the Mechaber and Rambah. And what? And they'll take away the money, yeah. That's what the Taz and Shach say. They could. They don't have to. But if they want to, they could. Let's do the Mechaber and Rambah quickly again. The Mechaber starts off. The Mechaber brings down two distinct mitzvahs. Kibud av ve'eim and Moira. Right, both mitzvahs that we're going to learn in this siman comes along the Ramah umakom makom ein bezin koyfen on mitzvahs kibud av ve'eim tavli man mitzvahs as ejem manskar beti the jem bezin koyfen alei shtek of modna. We start off with not just kibud av ve'eim, start off with kibud av ve'eim and moira. Now moira for some reason is just running to kibud av ve'eim. What happened to moira? Lav dafka, maybe. All right, sounds like the Ramah holds that by kibud av ve'eim Bezin's not koifa, but by Moira Bezin is koifa. What should be the chilek? Why by Moira? Why by the mitzvahs that say by Moira Bezin's koifa and by mitzvah kibud av ve'eim Bezin's not koifa? Push it. Where does it say man schara betzid in the Torah? The man yitavloch, man yarech yomim. Where does it say yarichus yomim or yitavloch in the Torah? By kibud av ve'eim, by the aseres adibris, by Yisrael, by Veschanan. Where do we learn out Moira from? Pasuk in Kedoshim. There's no man schar betida for Moira. If you want to live long, Ba'ilam Emes, that's kibud av ve'eim. Moira doesn't have man schar betida. Moira's a regular pashta mitzvah say like lulav and sukkah. Beat the living daylights out of the guy. Achetetz in Avshah. You have a chiv. Bezin has a chiv. A bezin sees somebody who's been seisa divrei of his father. If he's doing something that's felt in Yira, seisa is dvarav. You have a chiv to be koyfa na yisoy achet teitzei nafshoy. It's not a mitzvah to say shaman skar betzid. It's only by kibud, which is mitzvah to say shaman skar betzid, that the Gemara said that you don't have a chiv to be koyfa. But for Yira, you are koyfa. Who passes like this? It's mefur chubis maram mints and sim alamet beis. To chudushek sam soif and ksubis peivav amir aleph. To the minchis chinech. The mitzvah reishit beis in terms of our pashas, there's no man's kar betida. Why do you koyfen? Chuvis ma'asham and chelik aleph min beis and chelik beis reish chav dala reish tezvav. They all neman this chelik. They're by moira we're koyfen because there's no man's kar betida. So by now we have by kovid it's a reshus and by moira there's even a chiyuv. There is, truth be told, there's a klei chemda. In Pashas Kedoshim, Ma'is Aleph, the Kleichemda argues with Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't quote everyone else. Maybe he didn't have them. But he brings down the Minchas Chinuch who nemzon that for Moira you're Kaifin. And he argues, says, for Moira we're also not Kaifin. Why? He says you should know that Moira Av and Kibud Av is really under one category, even though it's two separate mitzvahs. But it's like one big mitzvah. And whatever is by one is by the other. And if the Torah is Maftiah, Chariches Yomim, and Manita Vlok for Kibud Av Eim, Avad is such a Haftacha is applicable for Moira as well. And Mameli comes out that Meira also has man's chara betzido, and Mameli you're not koifin for Meira. A chiddush of the Klei Chemda. It's not the Pashas, not Maduik like that in the Ramah, it's not the Gedei Le'apaisim argue with him. is a mashmoiz of Ben Ishchayim in the second round, the Shnia in Shoftim Aleph. There is a mashmoiz Ben Ishchayim like the Klei Chemda. When he quotes over this halacha, he just mishes Kibur Aveim and Mary together. Kilu Mary is also Matan Schara Betzida. I don't know, but the Pashas is not like that. The Pashas is that Mary does not have the Matan Schara Betzida and Memele Yar Koyfin. So Rabbi says here's the first nafkamina of the simin between Kibur Aveim and Moira. For Kibur Aveim, we don't have a chiv to be kaifa. Mashenkin for Moira, we do have a chiv to be kaifa. There's a chiv to be kaifa for that mitzvah, I say. All right, let's move on. Another halacha. There's the inyan. We're going to find another case where we're kaifin. So now we have your kaifin for Yira. And now we have, you have a rishus to be kaifa for COVID, for kibbut aveim. And I'm going to show you another case where we are kaifa. And it comes out of this ramifications halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says, the Gemara is in a few places, in Bava Kam, in Agoyizim, Bava Metzias, Amak Bezim, and Aleph, and Zeh Neshek. The Gemara says, if a father took ribis, took a chepitz for ribis, took a para, talus, and then he died, he never gave it back. So wherever Lucy walks, everyone's pointing, oh, that's the cow that this malva took, this loan shark guy took, beribis. He took this beribis. Wherever this cow is walking, mommy, she's proclaiming to everybody that the father's an avarian. Fine. What's the halacha? The halacha is any dava hamesuyim, anything that's identifiable, any chayfitz that the father took beribis, he took a beisa, chayovin la'azim epnei kveir avim. The kids are mechuyv to give back the item to the loiva, as pashut the kavod to the father. You have to save the father from kloin. Rashi says it's nikeshu gezom, ribis gezom, vavim nizka bol kloin. Wherever this chayfitz is, the father would be remembered for the kloin, for the gavaldika that the father did, that he took away this chayfetz. To spare the father from such a claim, the kids are mechiv to give it back, and if they're not, if they don't want to give it back, we force the kids to give it back. We're kaifing the kids, we're mechayving the kids to give back this chayfetz. Zot Taisis in Nerosh, in Ksubis Pevav and Aleph, the obvious kasha. This is Kibur Aveim. We just have Kibur Aveim, the Gemara in Chulin says, it's Matan Schar Betzida, you're not Koifin for Kibur Aveim. So why over here is Bezdin Koifin the kids to give back this cow? If they have a thief to give it back, it's Kveir Aveim, and it's Kibur Aveim, and Kibur Aveim is Matan Schar Betzida, so why are we Koifin? We certainly don't have a chiv to be kaifa. So how are we kaifin? Why is it a chiv to be kaifa on these kids to give back this chayfetz?
It's obvious that like in the echus
here every day. So Taisin the Rosh says that here is different because it's kloin. It's not it's kavod avim, it's the kloin avim. To spare the father from kloin, memela with kaifin. But what does that mean? Where does this din come from? If the din is out, Kibur Aveim, and Kibur Aveim only has one mitzvah in the Torah, you can't make two different mitzvahs of Kibur Aveim. Right? It's one din of Kibur Aveim, and that mitzvah is Matan Schar Betzida L'Manitav Lach Man Yarech Yomim. So Kibur Aveim is a Matan Schar Betzida mitzvah Saseh Matan Schar Betzida. Bezin's not Koyfin. So who cares if father's going to be Mavuza? Let me say it better. Our din kfi is not to spare the father from Bizoyim. That bechlal we never have a right. If I want to spare from Bezayin, I can be kaifin yana. The whole din is out the mitzvah shabayim. So what mitzvah is it? The mitzvah is Kibur Aveim. This mitzvah is a mitzvah shaman schar betzida. So how was Bezin kaifin the kids to give back this cow to spare the father from kloin if they have no right or they have certainly no chiv to be kaifin on the mitzvah Kibur Aveim?
What's the halacha about Zayin?
His father stole, same exact halacha. In Yechlam, if it's a dove of Messiah, we're kaifing the kids. Why are we kaifing the kids for? Okay, that's not the good. Because even if it'll be Yishrish and Rishus, even that's not the good. The good is that I'll keep it up to spare the father from Kloin. That's what we're kaifing. So where did this come from? The Sma is even worse. The Sma holds that by Kibur Aveim you don't even have a right to be Kaifa.
You don't have a seal of the Sma.
It applies to Shavuot. Shavuot, the Sma's, by the way, is only out anywhere. It's Machlekes Rishonim. So it makes it the Sveik and the Dina. Here we're talking about in the Gemara. So what's the Din of the Gemara? The Gemara didn't have any Machlekes. The Gemara knew what was that. So in the Din of the Gemara, how are we forcing the kids to give this back as kibud aveim if we're not koif on the mitzvah kibud aveim? $1 million kasha. And this kasha, Rabbi Yisai, has a number of terutzim. I'm going to take it one by one, and each teretz is a yisoid, and let's bring it out. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Hei, Halakha Tezvov. If the Rambam is Meirich in the Perek about not to hit a father and not to curse a father, so like the Rambam, not just on hitting or cursing a father, the Torah is makpid, even to be mavaza a parent, the Torah is also makpid on bizoyin. Anyone who embarrasses a parent, even with words, afilu b'remiza, just with a slight hint, he's cursed, Rachmana Litzlan, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema Oru Makla Ova V'imoy. Anyone who curses a parent, even a slight derech remizah, is frightening. Oru Makla Ova V'imoy, a curse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Rambam Fiyazois, V'yesh Lebezdin Lahakoy Solzeh, to have the right to hit the kid for this, Marcus Mardis, Velanoish Kafi Mashayiro. The Rambam says to be Mavaza, a parent, Bezdin has the right to give Marcus Mardis and to be managed the child, whatever it takes, whatever they feel is appropriate. Zogdi Lev Aryeh in Chulin, Daf Kofura Mebeis, he touches up the Sisoid. Why are we forcing? And by the Rambam, what's pshat that we give Marcus Mardis? And he understood that Marcus Mardis here is not as a punishment post facto, but this is as to force the child not to be mavaza, to correct the child's ways, to force him to be mekayim mitzvahs ways, to be proper kibud avim. I for kibud avim it's mitzvahs asheh matan skar betzido. So the levari that mezalzel is worse. Because mezalzel already is beyond the mitzvah asei. Because mezalzel already is part of a curse of makla ova v'imoy. So for makla ova v'imoy we're being koifer in the child. For mitzvah asei, shemat and schora b'tzido, is not koifer. But for an oror mipia gvura, that we are koifin. The din that Bezdin not koifin is only by mitzvah sechaman skar betzida. If it be a moshal leisa sechaman skar betzida, I've had it with koifin. If it be an oror sheman skar betzida, I've had it with koifin. Only for mitzvah sechaman skar betzida, we're not koifin. So zok to levari, since bizoyin is already nichlal in makla of avima, it's a part of the oror of the Torah. So to spare the child, to force the child to save himself from that oror, we have a right to do kfiya, and we're koifin the child. Maybe not just a right, a chiv to do kriya, we're koifing the child not to be mavazi his parent. Isaiah Zok to Levari. Means, kibud is one thing, but if he already takes it to a new madrega of mavazi, kloin, that's already worse. That's already part of Oru Makla Ova V'imoy. Mamela, back to our Gemara, is very geshmak. This Lucy that's walking around is causing bezayin to the parents. So to spare the parent from bezayin, to spare the child from being nichlal in the Oru Makla Ova V'imoy, that we have a right to be koifer. That we're going to be koifer the child. Not as the mitzvah asei sheboy, as the Oru sheboy, as the Oru Makla Ova V'imoy, we're koifer the child.
Even if the father did it himself.
He did it to himself, and the father did it to himself. He took the ribbons to begin with. But Gemara says he was doing, he did tshuva, he just didn't have time to give it back. So in the mailer, that's why. Well, he's holding on to Lucy. Don't hold on to her. Give her back, and no one will know that it's still in the Yerushin, the estate. When everyone sees, oh, this is the part that he yashin from his tata, the halakha part that he took for ribbis, so that causes bezayin. He's being constantly 24/7 being goyim bezayin to his father by having the part around. All right. Now the chsam soif and chuvis. The Klichemdo maybe would agree. The Klichemdo holds that Moira and covet, but this is also the Orishaboy. So even if there is Matan Skar Betzida, but for Orish Matan Skar Betzida, Bezim would be Kaifin. There's a Chuvus Kham Seifer, rabbis. I want to give another pshat. There's a Chuvus Kham Seifer in Kheshem Mishbuk Kuf Ayin Zain. Over there, he also handles what din is it to be Kaifin the Yorshim out Kloin, where is this coming from? It's Matan Skar Betzida. He says, no, here we're koifin because there's no matan schar betzida. And he quotes this Rambam. Kilo Bakshan, the Levi'ari quotes the Ram to make the two shtel to Taisis of this din of Maksa de Para, and the Chasam Sofer did the exact same thing. The problem is that the Chasam Sofer seemingly is not learning because of the Arish Shaboy. Because when he quotes it, he says, because there's no man Skar Betzidai. Now, if he was learning out the Arish Shaboy, why do you have to come on? Because there's no man Skar Betzidai. There is man Skar Betzidai. It's not a mitzvah Sasei. We're not being koifen out of the mitzvah Sasei. We've been koifen out the Ur. That's the word. So you should say simple. The word is because of the Ur Shaboy. Why does he have to say we're being koifen? Because there's no man Skar Betzidai for. It's different than Kibir Avim, that's a man Skar Betzidai. Of his, by design, there's no man Skar Betzidai. Can move in the Ram. Well, what do you see in the Rama? The Rama is talking about Ur. So as Ur, who cares? Yeah, man Skar Betzidai. Not man Skar Betzidai. What's wrong with Chasam Sofer? Seemingly, the Chasam Sofer is saying a different pshat. The Chasam Sofer is learning that once you're ready being mavaza a parent, now you're ready. This is now we're not handling with COVID anymore. Now we're handling with Moira. If you have the proper fear of your parent, you're not going to embarrass your parent. You're not going to be mezalzel in your parent. You're not going to be mavaza your parent. From the fact that the child's holding on to this para and being mavaz of the parent, or let's say in the Rambam's case, that the child was being mavaz of the parent with a remiza, that's the greatest infraction of yira. What happened to the moira of the kibbutz, of the moira of the abs? Zayin, forget kibbutz. What happened to the moira? How are you being mavaza such a chash of a person? How are you being mavaza that person? What happened to moira? So Kilo the Chasam Sofer learned that every bizoyin already is over the assay of moira. And the mele is a Chasam Sofer very geshmak. Kibbutz aveim is a mitzvah assay of man skar betzida. But moira doesn't have a man skar betzida, like we said from all the achrenim before, Madrik and the Ramah. The Meir we are koifin. The Meir zok samzei very geshmak. Over there, it's already the nichlal and Meir that there's no man schar betida. So the Meir we're going to be koifin as the Meir shaboy. And Baruch Hashem. Meir
is after also.
Yeah. Meir is also. We're going to learn later on in the siman. Whole shaila is about what which mitzvahs, but yeah. So the Meir zok samzei for like this, but the answer is yes. So initially when I wanted to say that pshat in the Chasam Sofer, I was a bit nervous. It's a shikra hamos in the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't tell you, just tells you we're talking about something that doesn't have man's skar betzida. But Baruch Hashem, yesterday I saw the Chasam Sofer in Ksubit Peivavat Menal of his mavul like that. He mamish says it, that when a person's mavaz, his parents, it's already nichlal and moira, and there's no man's skar betzida, mameli yakoifin. And I saw also that the Rav Perlau on the Resag, the end of Chedagal, the end of Mitzvah Sasei Tes, he touches the Chasam Sofer. Mamish is true. That's what he plugs into the Chasam Sofer. That this is different because it's ready Nichlal and Moira, and for Moira we are Koifin. And it's also Chuvis Ma'asham and Chelek Dalet, Veshkov Dalet, Ois Tezvav, that the Ma'asham plugs that into the Rambam as well. That the reason why the Rambam holds over there, Makanesoye, Makas Mardis, is because Zoyin is already Moira, and Moira doesn't have Matan Skara Betzidai. Alright. So it's already a second plan. The first plan is that we're Koifin out. Horror. The second plan is that we're koifin on the Moira Shabbai. Because Bezoin is already a fraction of Moira. I want to give you one more shot. There's a Mirin Chulin. The Mirin Chulin Kafura Mebeis. Quotes to Gemara, Komitzes Asesham Manskar Betida, Ein Bezan Shamatim, Metzuvim Likvay Sa'adam Malek, Gangi Berave, Ein Mechayetzavai. Avol mitzvahs loisa aseh, but when you're dealing with a mitzvahs loisa aseh, kegoin im hoya makleu, if you be mavaza a parent, then now you're being over a loisa aseh. Uchiyaita bezu any other loisa aseh bezin mutzuvan loichia cholanish bezin mechuyev to give teichacha and to be manage the person to make sure he's not going to be over a loisa aseh. You see in the Meiri that the reason why Mevaza parent is different is because Mevaza parent is a loisase. We're already out of the realm of asays. We're now in the realm of loisases. And the realm of loisases, avad yekoifin. Seems like that's how he learned shot in the Rambam. He always brings over the halachas of the Rambam. That the Rambam bezoin is different because it's already a loisase. What loisase? Armakla. Armakla is not a loisase, just an arm. Where's this loisase? We found kabed, we found yira, we found oror. Where's the loisase?
It's the fun of this loisase.
Oh, very good. Kishmak. The loisase says that you don't have to mavaza anybody in the world.
dead.
The, a parent is lo leigara than anyone else. You have a nissa of leisaino. Oh, we're going to get one second. So it's leigara from, and the Chuvis Maramins in Simon Lamed Beis, that same Chuvis Maramins, Hitaka brings down this person was mezalzel his father. He brings down. He says, okay, Moira is different, and he says you're being mezalzel. You're over leisaino. I'll tell you, ishes amisai v'loyehei avika laacher. Your father's no worse than any other human being. That you have an issa derais of leisainu. Mamele, have an issa derais of leisainu. Avad the bezin will be kaifin. So how he tells the shayli, mamish leisin derais. How come you're not afraid that the bezin, your rabbeim are going to beat you up? Being mezalzel in your father's covet, you're being over leisainu for that bezin's mitzvah to be kaifin. Now we're dealing with leisa. Says leisa says are different.
So it's one of the trans cows, guys.
My friend, it doesn't say it like that, no. Oh, so you have to know. It's a God, though. There's a Chuvis Avni Neza. Avni Neza has a Cheshbin. Avni Neza has a Cheshbin that it's only, for, you know, chicken comes before the egg. Once Kovit says that I'm a Chuyiv to give it, then if I don't give it, then by me not giving it, I'm being mevaza and I'm being over loisainu. But if I don't have the mitzvah to give it in the first place, then it's a mitzvah that is being mevaza, but it's nothing to do with me. It's only once I have the chiv. Okay, good. But that toshtei and the shirei knesses agdela over here in Agais Atuskan Aleph also says it like that. That when you're being mevaza, now you're being over loisainu. Mamele could say that could be that that's pshat and tesis and rashi. So you have to give back this cow. Loisainu. I shalei befanav. Yes. So yeah, you'll have loisainu. Even shalei befanav. Yeah, we have cases. We have raisa. You have loisainu shalei befanav too. They could say not.
The only 5 years
left. Okay, good. I hear the mice says Baruch Hashem. There's a Yad Shoel. Not as on his. He has a sefer on Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Memalf. The next Simon Sifkan Gimel takes Dvaris Mavu like that. That we're talking about the Issa Shabai, the Lav Shabai. And the Melu were Koifin. Now, Yetzim Mitzvarein Rabbi say, but for Kolon you are Koifin. And why you're Koifin? Either because it's an Arur, or because it's Nichlal and Meira, or now we have a third shot, it's because of Leisaino.
I think it's a simple Chalik in the two cases. In the case of the Parah, it just goes and confiscates.
Yeah, but we're forcing the kids to give it back. How do we force the kids to give it back? They don't want to give it back when Mechayv and I say to give it back. How will Mechayv and I say to give it
back?
We are. If the kids don't want to give it back, I'll smack the kids up. Yeah, what happens if the cow's locked up? I can't get... No, I don't break it down. I break down his nose. I get him to open up the door if I have to. If he's hiding it, I'll get him to do it. I'm a kaifin, I say. So a bay say like this, just a chazor is a shir. Keep it up, aim. The Ramah says you don't have a chiv to be kaifa, but we're passing like the Rashba, you shall me, that you have a rishus to be kaifa. Actually, it's in Afshan. Okay? And except for the smash says maybe keep it up, aim is different. Good. Moira, we are kaifin. We are kaifin. And now we have, it's bezoyin, you also kaifa, because it's either nichlal and makla, or moira, or leisaino. Now, just a fear ois, we have only a few minutes left, just a fear ois, the din kfiya. So now, basically, tonight's shiur was about kfiya. So you're going to be thinking to yourself, okay, very nice, when I join the bezdin, and I get the makla of bezdin to re'ay this ha'am, so then I'll exercise my right of kfiya. I mean, it'll be very good. I'll be the Bezin's henchman, the Shaytan, the Shaytan, I'll be hiding. But what's that that's with me? For us, it has to do with you, is that showing how vai kibir aveim is, that you should not be in that position. But no, it has to do with you like this as well. There's a machlekes gedoy lea pais, gishmak a machlekes. There's a ksais in Simen Gimel, Sifka, the beginning of Simen Gimel, a ksais has a klal, to be yoyed in the chosov. If you owe somebody money to be yoyed in the chosov, to mitzvahs, prius balchayiv, different shibudim, to be yoyed in the chosov, to force a guy to pay back, Sektik says, I can't do that, you can't do that, it's not given to the am to do. You need a tayyiz bezin to do it. Bezin has to force, bezin does the kfiya. You need a din bezin, like we find by gittin. By end of the Gittin, the Gemara says that if you want to be kaifin, you need this, the kaich habezin, mumchim, you need the siyah, shayftim v'shayftim, even the din kfiyah, that's what I'm doubt, of the pasuk also has to be done ayidei alokim, has to be done ayidei mumchim. It can't be done ayidei just a layman, a regular askin, an askin can't do it. You have to have the kaich habezin to do. Then the tzivis takes issue with the ksais. And see this over there in Simon Gimel, the end of Sukkot and Aleph. And he says, so sein gesund und stark, aber here we're not talking about Stam, Edin, and Choshe Mishpat. Here we're talking about a mitzvah. And for mitzvahs, he beat the living daylights out of the guy. You do whatever it takes to get into me and kind of mitzvah. Raven's up is there. I have to make sure you do mitzvahs. We have to make sure that I do mitzvahs. We all have to make sure we're all doing mitzvahs. Everybody has to make sure. Everyone has a din kviya. And he marshals the Gemara, Bavus, the Gemara in the beginning of Amaniach says, he had an Eved, had a Shefcha. He was comfortable as an Eved for 50 years. Long time Eved. Finally, he goes out by Yovel. But he's attached to his shivcha. You know, this is his long wife. He already celebrated, you know, silver anniversary, a golden anniversary with his wife. He's not happy to leave her. And master saying, sorry, sir, goodbye. He shuts the door. And I'm not giving in. The Gemara says, he's now a ben chayin. He has no right to live with his shivcha. Tries to live with his shivcha. The Adain, who is a layman, beats the Eved up to be mafrisha me'asirai. I is not a bezdin. To be mafrish me'isu is a mutal al kolecha ve'echa. Everybody has a chiv to be mafrish someone else from doing an issa. Chech te chichas ha'mitzecha, lafrish me'isu, you have a chiv to be mafrish from an issa. So after the tzib is, you have a chiv to be mafrish from an issa, so to you have a chiv to make sure the guy shakes lulav and sits in the sukkah. Koiv in oisa and shetetze in afshoy. So you have to make sure that the guy's parade is koiv, whatever it takes. Koiv in oisa and shetetze in afshoy.
Is it so much that it's also in the last say of Moses?
Oh, 1 second. This is the Nesivis. Comes along the Mesheve, the Ksais, and says, Nesivis, you're making a fundamental mistake. There's a chilik between the Gemara of Kaifin Zayat Shatetze and Nafshai. That's done Ayidei Bezdin. The Gemara, Lafrisha Miyasuroi, is taken by a layman. But that's when there's an Issa involved. When there's an Issa involved, so then you have to stop the guy from doing an issa. That's lafisha meisir is mutala kolecha ve'echad. But to force a guy to be mikayim a mitzvah, that takes a koyecha bezin. To force a guy to do something that's mutala love, that takes a bezin. To force a guy to stop him from doing an aveira, that's a kolecha ve'echad. To force a guy to do a mitzvah, that needs a koyecha bezin. That's not mutala kolecha ve'echad. Only a bezin is koyfin. Din Isui is learned out from Bezdin, Elokim. You need to be a Bezdin to be Kaifin. So Merei Zakta Tzais a fundamental nafkemino. For mitzvahs, Loisa says, or for that matter, for Isurim, yes, Mutala Kalecha Ve'echot. But here we're talking about mitzvahs Aseis, for Kiba, for Mayur, whatever it is, for mitzvahs Aseis is a din only on Bezdin. And Zakta Tzais is just icing on the cake. You should know that there's another chiluk in the Kvi itself. Lafrisha me'isurai, you stop the guy, you beat him up. What happens if he doesn't want to stop? How far are you allowed to go? You allowed to kill him? It's like say savad or not. We never found anywhere that you're allowed to kill a guy to prevent him from doing an issa. By right, if you kill, certain hinyanim is a chiv to kill. But by normal, a guy wants to do, he wants to eat nevelis and treifis, you beat him up. After that, you gotta stop. I doesn't want to stop, he's mamish loit after this nevela. No, too bad, you can't kill him for it. Mitzvah says it's special. Mitzvah says you have the din hachatetzi nafshai. But not for loisa says, it's a whole different din kvi altogether. Loisa says it's tam din lafisha meisuri, it's not hachatetzi nafshai. That's taka buta lokalak ve'akot. But mitzvah says that's taka hachatetzi nafshai, that type of a kvi, avada, that's muta only on bezin. And you need a din bezin to be koifa. And it brings the G'dayli Rishayinim, the Ramban, or others who say that from here is a right that I say is a Muhammad and loisa says, for I say is hachatetzi. Good. My mom was good. But like the Ksais has a chilek, he argues with the Nesivis. Machlek is Ksais and Nesivis. Nesivis holds that this din of Kibir Aveim, any mitzvahs, muta, kolek, vecha, every one of us, Rabbi Isai, we have a chiv to be Kaifan Isai. Achitetzin Avshay. To be Mekayim a mitzvah of Yira, Mayra, of even Rishus for Kibir Aveim.
Going back the other way.
Mashen came to Ksais, one second, Mashen came to Ksais holds that you need a koyach abezdin. Good.
The questions go back. Where's it all started? But it was the din of arvus, there's no chiluk din asein losa.
Correct. There's no chiluk. And the Ksais says, no, that's different. That to be mafresh meisira, that's taka, learned that from somewhere else. But to be koyfin, to do a kfir, to force a guy, shemutalov, that's learned out of the parsha of Dayonim, and that taka you need a bezdin.
Do we need a kfir?
Oh, I'm going to get to it. I just want more to throw another sheet into the mix. The Chuvisam Seifa, Kishmak Makleikas Apaiskin, Chuvisam Seifa, Kashmirkova in Zayin, that same Chuva, he goes on. The Shail asked him, do you need a dimbezin or not? Zachsam Seifa, a different chelik. So then, is it a choik or a mishpat? If it's a choik, if it's a mitzvah, Sai mitzvah zasei, sai mitzvah zlei zasei, it doesn't make a difference. It's mutal on kol echad ve'echad chukim, it's mutal on everyone. In that respect, it goes like the Nesiv, it's kibbut avei, moir, whatever, mitzvah zasei, it's a choik, mutal on kol echad ve'echad. If it's a mishpat, they're trying to be mighty moment, if it's a din bezin, an oynish, skila, the dinim that are mutal ala bezin to carry out, it's a mishpat that you need bezin for. If you want to be mitzi mammon, you need bezin. You want to be mitzi isha mibaylo, that also you need a din bezin. That's aitzah. You have to be taking away his wife. That's aitzah. That you need a din bezin. Mishpat needs a din bezin. But chukim mitzvah, Isaiah says, Isaiah says, that you don't need a bezin. It's mutal kol echad ve'echad. So it comes out like this, Rabbi Isai. For moira of a kibud, which is a mitzvah choik, is a machloik, is nesivus and the ksam seifa, hold, every one of us has a chiv to be koifa, or by kibud chotcha reshus to be koifa, and the ksay says no, for mitzvahs you can't, for mitzvahs, only for loisa says, but not for mitzvahs. But here, by zilzul, which is already going into loisainu, which is already alive, that even the Ksais would be moira. But if it goes into Leisainu, if right, on that teret, on that sheet, if it goes into Leisainu, it's a lav, now we're dealing with a lav. Oh, it's a lav, then now Lukula Yamba, it's a chi of mutala kalakaveka. So every one of us, Rabbi Isai, if you see somebody in Mizalzul in a band, you have a chi of lafisha miyisurai. Achetetin nafshai, whatever it takes, to be stopping from being Mizalzul. So certainly if you see yourself being Mizalzul in your band, you have to commit suicide. You have to kill you. Whatever it takes. I just say, see, now I'm sure. I mean, hopefully you'll stop before you do that, but I'm just saying, whatever it takes. And that, they all say, is love, Dafka. You don't need, the Netzivus and Ksam Saiva hold across the board, you don't need a Bezdin. And the Ksais would be Gishmak. But the Ksais talk, you need a Bezdin, because it's, for that, it's not a Leisa, it's only an Asay. But for Leisainu, which is a Leisa, that even the Ksais is made Lafisha Mesira, then you're gonna be Mutala Kalecha Vech Lafisha Mesira. Alright, Rabbi Say, Ad Khan is the Machabin Ramaz Akdama to the Simen. Next week, next Sif Beis is Moira, then go Kibbut more in detail how to play it out, Lamaisa. Good to vote. Amen. 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 Amen.